I don't know why I keep inviting him out to this thing. Well, yeah, it's for the flapping caveman dongs, clearly. Clearly. Totally, totally for the dongs. Thanks to all of you for coming out tonight. Thanks to Jimmy, Joan, Don for recording everything. Everything gets put up online on the Hemingway's Blogspot site where you can listen to all the old shows. They're several years going back. 6 years. Wow. That's a long, that's an afternoon at least of listening. So if you haven't checked that out, you definitely should. So many great writers have passed through here, and now I'm gonna read. So thanks again for listening tonight. I've been your host. This has been my beer. And this is a poem about Hawaii. This is called Salsa Night at the Hilo Town Tavern. Along the wall in straight back chairs, they wait their turn with the only man in town who truly dances. The husbands and boyfriends relieved at the bar, happy for a surrogate while the ball game goes. And the dancer DJs his own private disco, spinning a new record for each delighted lady, while a meth head beds down in the tourist shop doorway, and I worry that dengue has got me. And the saddle road waits for our morning drive to the dry side, and all over the island is a singular hush. But for the mumbling behind closed doors and the rats in the rafters of our rental, here, where the clouds reach down and stroke the cheek of the land, I wait for your return from the ladies and feel how young this world sometimes is. I spent a week in Hawaii, and that's all I have to show for it. Jip. So here's a bar poem about a different bar. This is about the squirrel cage. This is called Death in Venice at the Cage, which for some reason they were playing one afternoon there. I have no idea why. Ash in back of my eyes, in back of my throat. No life buoy amid the turgid murk. But for the movie, coloring one smoke-fumed corner of the cage, I could lose myself in the barkeep's beard and not be seen for days. They'd have to send the dogs in after me, sniffing at my trail, abandoned beer bottles and stale farts. Like the old man stalking beauty by the sea, I will haunt old buildings and young minds. I will lay down and ask a choir of middle-aged bachelors to lift me on their fingertips, that old parlor trick. And if some kind kid comes calling with a Ouija board, well, I just might answer, and oh, the things I will say. So I was gonna read an Elvis poem, but Rich beat me to it, so I'm gonna skip it. This instead is a Muhammad Ali poem, and this one's for Jimmy. This is called Louisville Lip. This is the last day any of us will ever throw roses to the Louisville Lip. The last day for noise in the street, shaking confetti from your head and watching your grandfather shadowbox the angels. God is foolish and makes too many mistakes. Children should not have their limbs blown off in hideous thick streamers. None of us should be afraid to breathe the air seeping down the Ohio. If you were there and witnessed a sweat rolling down his beautiful spine, then today, what good are you? An object in a world of only other objects. I remember rings made of honor. I believe there are words that will stand. I hope my children are worthier than me to call this place home. So I've been writing a lot of poems, kind of inspired by music. Some of it good music, some of it's kind of questionable. This is called Chicago. And this is for my uncle. Blood above the bed after a near week of late August is brown. And the jellied bits of brain, too, are brown. And the smell is tended with paper plates of cat litter here and there. And a loud fan in the window, not oscillating. There are stained photos on a shelf in the closet, and prescription bottles all over, and dirty silverware. I don't know what to do with the sheets, but pull them into a plastic bag and turn the mattress and gag. There is traffic and commerce and couples meeting for drinks still. Flights still leave on the hour for Paris, Barcelona, Reykjavik. Tokyo is out there with its bullet train. I will fall in love and marry, but not for years yet. I will never lose this smell. I will go tracking it through friends' apartments to Austin, St. Louis, and Portland. I will cross the Rockies by Jeep, and the wind will not blow it away. I will drink away an afternoon thinking only of baseball. And still there will be a speck of it. A whole cosmos, one zillionth the size of this one, but always there, stained brown. Even in the blank sky of summer nights at home, no flickering moment of memory is heavier, more jagged at its edges, and more corrupted. What does Kierkegaard say about love? Or Peter Cetera, for that matter? We are to carry it, breathe it in, bathe in it like the waters of our births, to know it as complex as a premonition of death. This is the task we have been set by philosophy and by pop music. This is the stuff of art that matters. This is despair, I guess. This is love. This is my last poem tonight. Thanks so much for coming out. I can't thank you all enough for listening. To all the readers who read tonight, you are some of my very favorite writers and my favorite people in this town and in this world. So thank you very much for doing that. Thank you. This is called Roots. Hatred is common as Coors Light and the Eagles' greatest hits. Go digging through some stranger's drawers and what have we here? Those petty horrors are an easy map straight to your national heart. So forgive the mendacity, but I prefer the deckled edge of America. Where sure, you can cut yourself, but everyone there still bleeds red, whether they speak your language or not. They still make children the same way, and oh, Daddy, isn't that something? Watching two men kiss in the street, I feel safe for once and happy. Hallelujah. She loves her who loves her back, and so on and so on. Why isn't love as loved as a hall of mirrors or a carousel where all the horses just want to kiss you and tell you how wonderful you are? Why am I so sorry every day when I watch the news and the world I know when I look at my friends is nowhere to be seen? Why do I bother? Because you are here. And you root me to this place, same as any other green thing, desperate for light and for air. Thank you.